This is Spare Parts, your World of Warcraft engineering questions answered. Hi junior engineers, this week we're going to have a look at another trinket from the past. Those of you who thought the gnomes were all sweetness and light and are really just all wonderful and wouldn't hurt anyone, well, do I have a trinket for you. This one is all the way from back in vanilla. It's the Gnomish Death Ray. The Gnomish Death Ray is a vanilla era trinket with an activated ability. Although it doesn't have any stats built in, it does have a powerful activated ability. When activated, the Gnomish Death Ray will charge up, draining your own life force, and then amplify and blast that energy at your target, creating a large amount of damage for that level. To create this trinket, first you need to be engineering skill level 240 and be a Gnomish specialised engineer. The schematic is learned from specialist trainers such as Tinkmaster Overspark in Ironforge or Oglethorpe Ognoticus in Booty Bay of your horde. Then gather your materials. You'll first need two mithril tubes, an unstable trigger, an inlaid mithril cylinder, an essence of undeath, and four ichor of undeath. Once you have all the materials, take them to an anvil with your hammer and your arclight spanner. And after a short craft, you'll soon have your brand new Gnomish Death Ray. While the usefulness of this trinket for twinking is limited due to being statless, it certainly is a lot of fun. And as far as I have seen, this trinket does not actually have a backfire. But be aware that when you're using it, that it will drain your life, doing damage before it actually fires. During the time that it's charging, you'll also be aggroed by your target. A root, polymorph, pulverize, or frost trap or something like that is ideal to stick the target in place during this time. Also, make sure that you have enough health to charge the Gnomish Death Ray, or else it will kill you. Also, for you pallies out there, when you're charging, your bubble shield will actually absorb the damage that this trinket causes, allowing you to fire it with impunity. It has a 5-minute cooldown. As the skill level required is 240, if you're a gnome, the skill level is actually 225 because of your racial bonus. This puts it into the artisan range, which means that you have to be a minimum of level 35 if you're a regular race, or if you're a gnome, you can learn it as early as level 20 if you've maxed out your engineering. Also remember that you have to have done your gnomish specialisation very early. This is a very powerful trinket in the hands of a level 20 gnome. Sounds like a recipe for fun times. So get out there and make your very own Gnomish Death Ray. And remember that gnomes have their dark side too. And that's it for this week. To send me WoW engineering questions, please send emails or voice recordings to spareparts@gmail.com or contact me on Twitter @MooGyver, and I'll do my best to answer them for you, either by email if it's complex or in a segment. Spare Parts is downloadable direct from iTunes, from spareparts.podomatic.com, or from Stitcher Radio for the full catalogue of past segments. So until next time, stay safe. Remember that if you've been to testing Hearthstone, to shower and eat once in a while. And tinker with pride.